With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The state of Montana this week greenlit the first phase of construction of an underground copper mine in the central part of the state. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality on Friday issued Tintina Montana Incorporated a permit to begin surface preparation for the proposed 311-acre Black Butte copper mine north of White Sulphur Springs. DEQ spokesperson Rebecca Harbage says the permit allows the company to get started in the area.
It doesn't involve drilling into the ground. It's preparation of the surface area itself.
DEQ issued the permit after Tintina posted a $4.6 million bond to cover the reclamation costs for the first phase. Tintina, a subsidiary of Australian mining company Sandfire Resources, would need to post an additional bond before it receives a permit to actually start mining, the DEQ said. The proposed underground mine is on private land. Plans call for extracting 15.3 million tons of copper-laden rock and waste over 15 years, about 440 tons a day. Montana Trout Unlimited, which advocates for clean water, and other groups filed a lawsuit in June alleging state officials did not thoroughly study the mine's potential to harm the environment. The groups claim it would pollute a tributary of the Smith River, one of the state's most popular recreational rivers. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
As college students move into dorms on Montana University campuses this week, some are already moved into isolation units sick with COVID-19. Shaylee Rager reports.
Classes will begin at Montana State University and the University of Montana next week. Officials from both universities say they won't be publishing how many students are sick with the COVID-19 illness during the semester. Jeffrey Adams, medical director for the University of Montana's Student Health Clinic, said he couldn't give an exact number of how many students are in isolation on campus, but that it's less than 10.
Yeah, they're on campus, and again, we don't want to stigmatize anybody by disclosing a location and having people do a looky-loo by there to see who might be coming or going.
Montana universities are also offering space for students living on campus to isolate if they're awaiting test results or directed to quarantine by a medical provider. Both UM and MSU say they're leaving it up to their local health departments to keep track of positive cases on campus as part of their countywide data. Neither are publishing how many students or staff contract the virus. Tracy Ellig, spokesperson for MSU, said in an email that COVID-19 case numbers related to campus could be identifying. Ellig said that for this reason, MSU could not say if or how many of its students are in isolation as the first day of school approaches. Both MSU and UM are offering testing on campus. Adams said the UM clinic saw up to 30 people per day seeking tests during the first 3 weeks of July. He said the demand for tests has tapered off, but that could change as more students arrive on campus, potentially carrying the virus with them.
The big mystery is how much is going to come in from out of state or even from within hotspots in the state.
Adams said he's confident in UM's plan to curb the spread of the virus. Classes begin at UM next Wednesday and at MSU on Monday. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Plans to remove some 60 United States Postal Service collection boxes in Montana are on pause following pushback from the state's delegation in Washington, D.C., and others' complaints. A spokesperson for the USPS tells YPR a total of 13 boxes were removed in Montana after 2 years of data analysis showed they were of low use. The spokesperson confirmed the pause in removals is due to public concerns. Earlier in the day, the Montana Letter Carriers Union confirmed orders to remove 18 mail collection boxes in Missoula, 9 in Bozeman, 3 in Lewiston, and 30 in Billings. U.S. Senators John Tester and Steve Daines this afternoon cheered the pause, but say questions remain about why boxes were removed. The removal order started in July. Deb Sen is a member of the Montana Letter Carriers Union and says the number of blue mailbox removals is not normal, though the service regularly removes those that are rarely used. YPR spoke to Sen before the pause in removals was announced.
I really think it could affect the customer service aspect of it.
Tester, Daines, and Congressman Greg Gianforte have written to Postmaster General DeJoy in the past 2 weeks to ask that he reverse new policies that delay mail service. The state health department is withdrawing a proposal to permanently ban the sale and marketing of flavored e-cigarettes in Montana. Earlier this week, 20 Republican lawmakers objected to the rule. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.